Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Do we have a special offer for our listeners?
Yeah, we have our annual forecast model. I mentioned this in the past interview or two. We put it out every time this year. It covers most of the major markets, everything from uranium to the Dow Jones and crude oil and gold, and it's a cyclical forecast. So this is the time of year to get it. Last couple of years, it had a pretty extraordinary cyclical pattern mirrored what the market was doing. You know, you get lucky with this. I've been doing it since 1987, so obviously it's not perfect every year, but it made a great call last year, not only in the Dow Jones, but also in crude oil and uranium. So and Bitcoin too, I should say. So just an interesting tool. And it's like anything else, you know, just one tool. I always joke about the weatherman forecast. You know, your work says a certain thing, but you always look out the window before you make your final determination. So you always have to put together the short term with the large ones. But anyway, long story short, 50% off. Go to VRTrader.com. Go to the VR Forecaster, and the promo code is 2022 half off. And I also want to disclose that I'm not a financial advisor, nor do I provide individual financial advice. I do produce the newsletters and our forecast research.
Are the stock markets too hot right now? Time to take profits?
Well, I said that last week, and you know, we had a nice, you know, one-day sell-off, and now they've pushed back. We're at the time frame that you have to be careful. So I'm not chasing them. I mean, obviously, they're long-term, and you don't care about short-term swings. But our cyclical work says anytime from mid-February or even early February into the end of March, you can get a shakeout, and it could be from reasons that nobody expects. It could be outlier events. It doesn't have to be based on what the Fed is saying or what the Fed is doing or, you know, what earnings are. Many of the high-tech Mag 7, the Magnificent 7 stocks, are getting a little tired up here. If you look at the screen, several of them were down today and in previous sessions, so some of the leadership is waning. On the other hand, the Russell 2000 and the Russell 2000 more spec version, IWO, is IWM and IWO are creeping up there, and a lot of money managers are convinced that this is the next place to be, and they, in truth, they are behind them, way behind the market. So they might still uptick even if we get a little market shakeout, because they're cheap relative to where all the other stocks have been. But for me, I'm taking quick profits in trades with the view that we can get a shakeout, and I don't want to be heavily in the market here for the next 30 days or so, and we'll see how it all pans out. In fact, it could even go beyond that. And you know what triggers it is the big question. You know, when sometimes you get these shakeouts, like we saw, you know, right after the Fed meeting last week, you know, they come as a surprise for reasons people didn't expect. When the inflation numbers came in, they came in too hot, so to speak, and the market got nervous. You had the Dow down almost 800 points one day, intraday, and then suddenly it starts bouncing back. So an extraneous news event. There's all this talk about Russia and secret weapons that they have coming out. We have the border issue. You can always, you know, have some type of geocosmic event. You know, there could be some political event that will come as a surprise. Suddenly one of the leaders is deposed for one reason or another. There's a lot of rumors about what's going to happen with Joe Biden and on. So whether it's health or whether it's asking him to step down, you know, markets don't like uncertainty. So we'll see. It'll be interesting if we, if the cycle sort of confirmed by some type of, short-term event here.
What's going on with gold?
Love it. You know, there's an old rule of manipulation. And, you know, I was taught this decades ago when I was on the floor of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. You know, when you want to accumulate something, you hit the bids and drive it down. And there are forces and the ability that this happens all the time in the markets. And if you're looking to unload a position or you just drive it up and trigger the buy stops, run it up, and then you unload your position. So when they make new relative lows, which we just saw in gold here the last couple of days, I'm not saying it can't go a bit lower, but they're shaking out the longs. And, you know, remember we ran up to about 2150 in the gold market based in U.S. dollars. And, you know, one of the rules I use is, you know, 200 to 500 points is a possible corrective range. So we're approaching the $200 range, and it could go as much as five. I don't think so, but that would get you down to about 1600 before you take off again. I have a target of 2700 the next couple of years. So I'm just wondering, you know, which way they're going to do it. And so when I see the break like that, I say, aha, you know, they're hitting the bids, they're driving people out, they're scaring them. And, you know, this is a time, you know, that you would be looking to buy, you start nibbling, and I think the end result is going to be, you know, ultimately higher. So but that's my opinion. We'll see how it plays out.
What's happening on the crude market?
Upticking here a little bit, just when everybody thought it wasn't going to go up. My favorite stock, of course, it's Warren Buffett's favorite stock, Occidental Petroleum, was up a couple points today. And yet we're in that. I'm following Warren on that anyway. I like crude oil regardless. Pioneer Gas up, you know, I think it was up five points today. They're still, you know, in the process of being acquired by Exxon. And, you know, geopolitical, who knows? I mean, or, you know, this is a time when they usually take off. So I'm in, you know. I like it. Some pay nice dividends, like Pioneer, and Warren's taking control of Occidental Petroleum, and who knows what that play is going to be. I'm sure he's not in it to make 10% on his money, so he's looking probably for a double or triple in the stock, and of course the time frame could be a few years, but not possibly that long either. So bullish is my answer to the crude.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Any more action in the uranium market?
It's getting a little soft here on the charts. You know, I'm getting minor sell signals. Could be just a trading comment. I don't want to shake everybody out and scare them about uranium. I love it overall, but, you know, Cameco, for example, I generated what I call a negative volume reversal. It's one of my technical tools. That's what the VR stands for, and some selling came in. It's had a big run. I'm a little cautious here. I'm watching it. We actually exited our position, you know, in the newsletter saying, hey, it's looking a little toppy here, and I'm going to watch it a bit, see what's going on. So a little nervous about, we had a big run. I mean, uranium went up to $100. I mean, or over that. I mean, that's a huge move, almost a triple or quadruple in price here in the last couple of years. So it may have gotten overdone here a little bit. So I'd be a little careful right now. I'm just watching it for another entry point at a lower price.
Anything going on with Bitcoin?
Oh, boy, new highs there, new relative highs up to about $52,000. And, you know, we've been on top of this baby for quite a while, as you know. I'm looking for 80 or 90,000, and it could be a year or two out. It could be sooner. Who knows? And, you know, that might be a conservative number, you know, with the funds getting involved and money managers' allocations into that space, which heretofore they really couldn't do, and now they have the ETFs to do it. There's a lot of money out there. I mean, they could drive Bitcoin to just astronomical levels. I mean, I don't want to sound crazy, you know, big numbers, but anything. I mean, you hear people talk about $1 million for a coin. I mean, anything is possible if the market gets crazy, and there is a limited supply of Bitcoin. It's not, you know, I don't have all the details here, but I think you're up to speed on some of those when it was produced. There's only so many out there, and it can get a bit crazy. So I'm not telling you to jump in full board on it. You know, you got to have a little position. It's an allocation, just like real estate or gold or the S&P. It's a new market. A lot of people didn't believe in it. Now the big funds are involved, and BlackRock, which is the biggest money management firm in the world, just launched that ETF, as you know. So you got to be with where the action is. So it's still there. There's going to be more coming.
Anything we should be watching on the geocosmic front?
I was watching, but there was a cancellation. It was actually a warning of a solar flare that came out. You can track this on spaceweather.com. And I'm trying to get the exact wording for you, if I could find it. It was a storm watch, and they canceled it. And they say in the discussion, somehow the Earth threaded the needle between the least three CMEs. The storm clouds were supposed to hit the Earth on February 13th, and we somehow snuck by it. So, you know, this is, people think, why are we talking about this? And it happens all the time, and it affects communications. Shortwave radios are knocked out. There's very little discussion about it. And you know, there's history of significant events in the past, as you know, with the Carrington event. In fact, I was watching the History Channel here in the U.S. a couple of weeks ago, and they found some research. They researched, you know, some geologic layers, and there was this black surface, a line through the layers of sand that goes way down, and they're convinced that was a time when the a solar flare of such an extremity occurred. It fried the planet, and it there's remnants of this now in the geologic studies. And I thought this was fascinating. I mean, it could have been, you know, a million years ago, or forgot the exact time, but the power of the sun to do something out of the blue, just an extraordinary level that just wipes out civilization, is a risk. And it's, you know, you can't worry about it. It's going to happen. But even less than that, you know, we have solar flares all the time that can affect the planet. So I just find it interesting to follow it. I can't do anything to change it. And you asked the question. So, but I'm not the one creating these things. Just go to the website, Google it, and you can track what activity there is out there. But if you're on shortwave radio, you're probably going to get knocked out more than through normal communication channels. But happens all the time.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He was speaking to us from Arizona. If you have any questions for Mark or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com, our YouTube channel, Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.